Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Carpet. And then afterwards he says, all right, now as part of this mitzvah, I have to bring the mitzvah to Sochem.
Then he can bring it at night.
In that case, he'd be able to bring it at night. The first case is that it's the Scottish together with the carpet, not after the carpet.
You got Scottish together with. Scottish together with. Let's say it's there, Bishas Shrita.
He was Mekadoshim. It's a mincha which is together with the Avodas HaKarban. It's a present by the Avodas HaKarban.
In the
Azara. It's in the Azara. It's there with him. He's doing the Avodas HaKarban. And there, that's the next step. After he does the Avodas HaKarban, he'll go and he'll bring the Mechas L'Sachar. It's there, it's Mishkadosh, but he does the Avodas HaKarban.
It doesn't have to be that night either, right?
Doesn't have to be that night. He can be in Ma'afilah Mekadosh Asar Yamin. The other case is where he brought the carpet, then afterwards he does it. It's not around when he did the Avodas HaKarban. If he's Mekadosh it with the Zebach, the Zebach is there and the Mishkadosh there with the Zebach. What?
You can do that above the Zebach, Mekadosh it after the Sheet, Zebach.
Yes, he could. Why not? Let's say he brought the carbon. What's so hard over here? Wait a minute. What do you mean relationships? Gentlemen, he brought a carbon isla. After he brought the carbon isla, he says, all right, now what? I have to bring a mincha with it. I've got, because that's part of the carbon. Zabach and Esachim. All right, so I have them go ahead and have to bring it. They'll bring it the same day. Now, the same day, so after the carbon is brought, he then goes and he says, I'm going to bring the carbon, the mincha that's brought, not with the zebach, but in the same day as the zebach. There's a difference if he says it like that or he does it like that, as opposed to where he was mekadosh the mincha before the Zebach was done, or with the Zebach. He didn't wait till the Zebach was over, and then was Mekadosh it. He did it when the carbon is being brought, the Mincha is waiting on the side, the wings, to be able to be brought also. Was that this Kaddish together with the Zebach, or was this Kaddish after the Zebach, but on the same day as the Zebach coming out to that mitzvah? There's a difference between that case and a case where he waited 10 days to do it. If he waited 10 days to do it, now the show's what he has to do. He has to do it by day. He does it 10 days later. He has to do it by day. He can't do it. He does it together with the Zebach, then he does it, because then it becomes like a Murim. He's able to do it at night.
10 days later, the Kima, the Torah is happy with that as well. That's okay. That's the Chachima person can now bring this on from the day of the Korban and send it. And that's the Chachima.
That's a three-way Machlekes Rishonim, whether he could do that. Rashi and Tamura, the Rambam and Tosfos, but with that we're not dealing with whether he could wait 10 days. Rashi by size holds that, he has to do it lekatchila in all cases. Tais says lekatchila, that he has to do it he can do it lekatchila. No, according to Rashi Weissai, that he can, it's not like that. The Rabbi Weissai holds that he can do it always, mamish lekatchila. Tais holds that makes it up as if it's a carbon seabor, not a carbon seabor. And Rashi is mechalik, says that it'll always be for the other. I'll map it out them tomorrow. I just want to do it. I'll say it clear. Tomorrow I'll show you the Makairis why it is. Like I have to have it in front of me over here now. So, but that's the that we have over here. As far as the what the Gemara means, what it talks about, the Minchas Nesachim, when you bring it. You bring it, and what kind of a din does it have? Is it proper Lila or is it not proper? What does it mean that Minchas Nesachim, that you bring it, Minchas Afilu Balila, Afilu Ba'achar Sarayabim? What does it mean, Balila? Not every case is Balila. That's what Gemara Tumurah, when Gemara is Mechalik. If it's a statement about Im HaZevach, or it's not brought Im HaZevach, whether or not it's brought Balila, whether it's not brought Balila. That's the Gemara on Yedalah, in Tumurah. But the Chiddush that we see is in that sheet of a Kubetzis. Now, but believe that tomorrow I'll come and I'll bring it up because without having anything to wait for. So what we have here now, what does the Gemara say? Oh, wrong with that. I had the Gemara's Fachim in front of me. Okay, sorry about that. How about Tadis? Well, we know this thing from Fachim. How about Tadis? Shall have his beach achitzayin aimak v'zuazu. How do we know that? The same Gemara there, Shinosim Batanacha Shekeeper at Sheneba, the Dabs Mochecha Yishofech, Al Mizbach Hashem Elekecha. As long as you have that, it doesn't make any difference. As long as you had Shvichas Adam, how much doesn't make any difference. Now, Haparim Vaha Elim Hakvasim. Eina Ba'akvin Zeze. When you have the Karma Shas, what Karma we're talking about?
And
Rashi said,
"Oh, yeah, that's
the Shvicha is Shvicha. We're talking about any kind of a Shvicha. It could be any of the Shvicha. Hazah doesn't even have to be a Shvicha. It could be a Shvicha, be a Hazah, it could be a Shvicha. There are three ways to do it.
You're looking at nothing one matan and the crumbs. You need just a Shvicha.
That's not what it's dealing with, though. We're talking over here, whatever ways you make the matana, doesn't have to be in all four kronos. Or let's say there's a din of doing a shnayim shein arba. If you didn't do a shnayim shein arba, and you just did it once, no. You're not shvich. Shvich, the difference between shvich and shvich is it makarav or is it far away? We're not talking about that. Mm-hmm. That's a separate machlok, is whether you have things that are good with shvich, can you do bizrika or the fakert? Right, that's a different thing. This, I don't know how many you do. That's machlok is at the very last blot of Maseches Pesachim. And then, and that is vachim that we have in Perek Reishava. Shvicha and Zrika, whether what you do. We're not talking about that at all. What we're talking about is, you have to do a Shnayim Shein Arba, he didn't do Shnayim Shein Arba, he did it once. You have to do four Hazos on the Kronos, he didn't, he did one. That's all we're interested in. Haparim v'ha'elim v'akvasim. Let's say you have to bring bulls, you have to bring rams, you have to bring lambs. Einam akvin zezeh. If you have the ability to bring just one by the Musafim, let's say we have it by the Musafim, and you can't bring all of them. Rav Shimon Aimer, Im Hayelahem Parim Merubim, Velo Hayelahem Nisachim. Let's say you had enough to provide money, to provide multiple, you have as many Parim as you need. But you can't you have to compromise somehow. You can't do everything. I can't break the Nesachim. At all. Yavi par echad in Nesachim. At least you do one right. Bring the par, one par and the Nesachim. Rather than it be the Yevet in all of them. Interesting thing.
Yeah.
You can't do everything.
Yeah.
You either do a half-baked job in the whole thing, or else don't do a half-baked job. But these do the one right. And that's the machlokes, that's what Reb Shimon holds. And what are we talking about exactly? Which parah mekvasim, from what carbon are we talking about? Now, ilema the chag. Are we talking about the musaf that we bring on sukkahs? What are we talking about over here? We're talking about the musaf that we bring on Sukkos. What should we say over there? Hari par mufasim the ilay v'dechad kemishpatam tzibahu. And if it says that, it means that they're ma'akiv. Here, Rashi here tells us kemishpatam mashmai kuva. In which case, so kemishpatam tzibahu. So what are you telling me? Aparim way the mufasim ain't a ma'akiv says they are ma'akiv by the musaf of Sukkos. Ella, the Reish Chodesh. Ella, the Reish Chodesh, the Atzeres. What are we talking about then? Ella, the Reish Chodesh. I should have said that. Ella, the Reish Chodesh, comma. That we're talking about the Musaf of Reish Chodesh. Atzeres, the Chavish Abkudim. At the Karbonis of Shmuis that we have in Parshas Amar. There, it's not the Musaf, it's the Chavish Ayyim. Chavish Kuvinim, we have in Pasha Sambar. Oh, that's, excuse me, that's Eretz Chavish Abtudim, excuse me. As opposed to the ones in Ambar. We're talking about Elon the Reshchevish at the Atzeres of Bamidbar of Pasha Spinchas, as opposed to the ones in Ambar. The difference that we have in, that we have by them is, the what?
No.
The ones in Ambar, one par, there is it. The ones that have one par, two elim, seven kvasim, one chatas, and of course we have the lecha, the shalecha with the kibzat tzaras. But without that we have one par, this is Ambar, one par, two elim, and seven kvasim. They're all oilus. Oilus and one sar for a chatas. And then of course we have shalecha together with the kibzat tzaras. On the other hand, by the musaf, it's very similar to that, but different. There we have two parim, not what? Two parim, one aisle, and then we have the seven kvasim, all eyeless, and again a chatos.
Neither one is all worthless.
Pardon me?
Each one has a single.
Each one has a single chatos. That's right. Each one has a single chatos. And each one has a single chatos. Each one has seven kvasim. The difference is between whether you have one par and two elim, or two par and one ayah. That's the difference that there is between them. So here the Gemara, maybe over there, the Musaf of Reish Chodesh, and the Karbonis of Atzeres and Parshas Pinchas, they're not ma'akiv. So the Gemara, Ela Reish Chodesh, Atzeres, Kavisham Kulim, Elim, Elim Dehecha, which Elim are we talking about? Idahanu. So what kind of Elim are we talking about? What do you mean Elim? Where'd the Mishnah tell us? Par of the Elim. Plural Elim. What Elim? How many Elim do we bring on the Musaf of Shavuos? One. Two Parim and one Ayah. All right. Now what? What happened? What do you bring in Rosh Chodesh? Also one Ayah. So it doesn't fit into the lashon of the Mishnah. Eilim shnayim, be kraftem al alechem. There is like we have. Eilim the hech ida anu that from these Reish Chodesh and Shavuos. Now it's one on you. Idi atzeres the Torah's kain. Now where would it fit? It would fit in Parshas Emma because there we have one power to Eilim. That would make sense. That's true. Idiot, Saris. The Travis Kayanim. So what do you tell me? It's not Ma'akiv. Havayah Tzibu. There it says, the word Havayah. It says there Havayah, and therefore it says, so it's not anything, it's Ma'akiv. If anything, that should be Ma'akiv, like the Musaf of Sukkos. The Oilam, the Atzeres. The Travis Kayanim. Machikama. What it means is the following. Lo, variant. Lo, Elim, the Tairas Kayanim, Ma'akvile, La Ayel, the Chemishab Kudim. It's already, we're gonna go, Bob, it's gonna be very chopped up over here. Lo, Elim, the Tairas Kayanim, is Ma'akiv, the third Ayel that you bring for the Musaf. In Pinchas. Lo, the Chemishab Kudim. Lo, Ayel, the Chemishab Kudim. Ma'akiv, Lehu'uliyel, there is kind of the two separate karbonos. Ella, Ella Parim, the Afila Lahadadi, Lo Ba'atvi, Ella Parim, what is it, Parim, the Afila Lahadadi, Lo Ba'atvi? Yeah, Ella Parim, the Afila Lahadadi, they're not Ba'akiv. V'yelev, the Hacha, the Hacha, Huda Lo Ba'atvi. Inhu Ba'atvi. What are we saying though? The Elim, the Hacha, the Hacha, Pantaris Kayanim and Pinchas, they're not Akam each other, right? But Elim, the Hacha, the Hacha, who do not Akvi each other? But Inhu Ba'akvi. The same carpet, they're going to be Ba'akvi. What? So Frank the Gemara said this is a problem. So what are we saying? You're saying now that they're not Ba'akvi, our Mish say they're not Ba'akvi, now you're saying that they are Ba'akvi. Something about this is rubbish, the very boulderization or so of what this is. Tana mili mili katani. The Tana is talking about different things.
Rubbish.
Yeah. So it's not mili mili katani. Talking about two separate things. They're not talking about the same thing. Mili mili, look at a parishna like that. What it means is, and if we take a look at the Rashi, let's look at the Rashi. It's not glad, such a lack of glad kind of how we're reading the Mishnah. But the Gemara has to say it. Yeah, hab avayik simbahu gnaila mikham chol havayiku. No, it's something about leiteres kayanim habayim miglal shtei alechem that is part of the carbon of the carbonis of Parsha Sebar that come. It's all part of the carbonis that come from shtei alechem, not of course the kipsi atzeres. But then together with the Shnei Alechem, should never be cropped up al Alechem, ma'akvi le'ayil v'chemisham kudim. It's, they're not ma'akid the isle of the Musaf. Haba v'glau Musaf. The lav a'ayil the lechem koiv. It's not going on it. Haba, what we're saying, haba v'glau the Musaf, it's not going on that, of that isle that's in Barsha's, Ebor. Going on, it's not ma'akim, the other isle of Pinchas. The Kapar Chashas, so there the Gemara is asking, Heicha, Palma Latana, Hachi Gabi Yelim. How are you going to split this? Gabi Yelim, Gabi Yelim, Mukbis, the Yelim, Ma'akvin, Zeh. They are ma'akim each other. Which Yelim? In Pinchas. The Gabi Parim, Ukvasim, what are we saying? Afilu da Hadadi, Lo Ma'akvi. What do you say? Gabi Parim and the Kvasim. Even they're not ma'akim even each other. Hanach the Kaychay v'Shapkudim zeh. Look at my mili mili to the Parishlam. We're talking about two separate things that we're saying. I mean, the way the Gemara is saying, Hani, what it's saying over here is Haparim v'Ha'evim v'Kvasim Eina ma'akvin zeh means really different things. Sometimes they're not ma'akim each the separate parshias, but each other it could be different. Lo elim, so with elim the Torah is kind of ma'akim le'ayil on the chaimishab kudim. Okay, there's two separate things. Lo elim chaimishab ma'akim le'ayilim the Torah is kind of ella parim the afilu ahadadi lo ma'akvi. They're not even ma'akim each other. The elim the hacha uda hacha. But they are going to be makim each other. Inu ma'akvi. The Elim. The Elim are going to be makvi. Yeah. The Afilo Hadadi Lamak. Hadam Chabishkun says, Mili Mili. So that would come out. We have a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "V'yayma achaydish," doesn't make sense. "V'yayma achaydish," we have a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "V'yayma achaydish," and something also enigmatic. Par ben bakar tamima v'sheshes kvasim v'ayil tamima v'yayu. What is this? "V'yayma achaydish," you bring a par and six kvasim and an ayil. When does all this take place? We don't know of such a carbon. Par, We should never be Torah. Purim. It says, Minayin Shein Lo Matzah Shnayim. What do we have? What does the Torah tell us about this? We should never be Torah. When do you bring it? It says the Torah says Purim. To Purim V'nei Makar Shnayim V'yayel Esad. What are we talking about? The Reis Kodesh. What? How many Purim?
Two.
So what are you talking about a par?
Right.
You par, batav, let me shenemar, batayra, parim. Let me nine shim lo matzah shnayim evi echad. That's the pasuk in Yechezkel. Tabad leimar par. Now, what about this? Shisha tfasim batabad leimar. There's no time when you bring six. Shisha tfasim batayra, shiva. Let me nine shim lo matzah shiva yavi shisha. Tabad leimar, shisha. Let me nine shim lo matzah shisha. Yavi Chamisha. Chamisha. Yavi Arba. Arba. Yavi Shleisha. Shleisha. Yavi Shtayim. Diafilu Hanino Mafilu Echu. Tamud Leimar Balakvasim Asher Tasing Yado. Akvasim Asher Tasing Yado. That's also in the Yecheskel. We have the Musik there also. Umeyachar Nixim Achi. Shishikvasim Lobali. So if you're telling me that, whatever you can do, do. Be happy. So what do you have to come and tell me you got shisha? The kama, the answer, liyahadure, Madrid, as much as you can do, you should do. Don't think if you're not doing it, they're perfect, so you forget and just give up. No, you do whatever you can do. I mean, nayin, Shema Akvin says, how do I know that they're all ma'akav each other?
Minimal.
No, let's see what this way says. Nayin, Shema Akvin says, how do you know that they're ma'akav each other? If you have them,
you have to bring
them. You'll have to bring them. If you don't have them, you don't have to bring them. But if you have them, they're ma'akid. You see the Rashi here? Uminayin shema'akid zezeim yesh lohem parim shnayin. Okvasim shiva. They nechelum lakri zebeleisa. If you have them, you have to bring them. Even though you don't have, if you don't have them, you don't have, you're not ma'akid. Tabad leibar yeyu. Now, we have another pasuk. Tayamar Hashem Elokim Barish, also pasuk in Yecheskel, which is very elusive in what it means. Rishon Be'echad Chodesh Tikach Par Be'Bakar Tomim V'Chiteisas Amis Migdash. Oh, you bring the bar and you cleanse the Migdash. Bashem El the word Oil Chiteisas is what? Talking about a Chatos. Now, why when we bring the bar? What is the par? It's an island. So what do you mean, chitesa, by a par? By chitesa? Island. What do you call him chitesa for? Amar Rabbi Yechonit Parsha Zu, Elio Asin the Darsha. We need Elio Hanavi, Lasin Lavo, to come to explain what the pasuk means. All right, but it's not. Ravashi Omar. Miluim, he krivum b'yimei Ezra, what he's telling us is, they brought in the time of Ezra, miluim, like they brought in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, connection to Moshe and Moshe. And Tanya Nabi Yochim, Rabbi Yehuda, what a kind of passion, to tzavim.
Right.
There's a uniqueness that we have there. What did they bring in Harsh Pashas to tzavim? I mean, at the carbon they brought every day by the Shiva Shemei Miluim, they brought a par, which is a chatos, the chiddush. It's in there. We have over here. So it says what? But the par they brought is a korban chatos.
By miluim.
It's the only time you bring that. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Parshas Yoliyah, said the Dar Shabbat of Rice Miluim. He could be Be'ezer, could actually be my Mashiach. Okay. Amar lo, good. Tanuch Daiti, Shinech Daiti. You made me feel much better. Another pasuk. Which is elusive in Yechezkel. Here it says, behold the velo trefa, minha oif, or mina behema. Whenever you have an velo trefa, la yecha kaine, kahanim are not allowed to eat the veils and trefas. What? Kahanim, udu la yecha, Yisrael, achli. Well, what's the point? You tell me that there, Mechliyim is, them and nobody else, and if everybody else is chayv, why are they any different than anybody else? Amar Rav Yechonah Bar Shesu Eliyahu Asin LaDarsha. Ravina Omar Kaihanim is the Richalay, there's a Chiddush that the Pasuk is telling me by Kaihanim, sons of Enochah Binah. Ha'el B'ishtri Malika L'gabayu. Because if I know that Kaihanim are allowed to eat from a Chatas Ha'ayf, what happened, like we speak about Soy Shabbos? Malika is Nevela and any other Chulun. And also became a Trefa. Came a Trefa, what do you do? You go and you put it in the way where you go the mafrekis, you go and you take the shedra and the mafrekis and make it a trefa. And then afterwards you fear it ice with the malika, not through maisa shchita. So what you really have is, by every case of malika, by chata salaif, the kohen's going to be eating a trefa and the vela. So yes, I might think these. I might have thought it. We should have in the veil of treifa. So much for luck. What? Yes, I would. Kavachay tase b'shiva b'chaydesh. Another pasuk. It's what you do a special carbon on the seventh day of the month of Nisan. What kind of a carbon on the seventh day? Who are? What's the seventh day of Nisan? What kind of a thing is that? Mei shengyo pesi. The kaparosa, the kipart, what's the part of it's a bias shiva. You could clean the bias, you retire the bias. Which, what's this thing when we're talking about the kaparosa, it's a bias, the seventh day of Nisan? What's it does? Shiva, Amar Rabbi Yechonit, Eli Shiva, Shvatim, it's a whole different thing. We never would have been machabed to this. This is the din that we had in Mesachas Urias. Seven Shvatim. Right. That their Bezdin made a mistake, and they held Chayla Vazmutter. Shechotu, Biaf Alpish, Eim Shalkohol. Even if they were not Rife Klal Yisrael, but they represented Shvatim.
Right,
Shvatim. Right, Shvatim. Therefore, that's what the Pasuk in Yecheskel was alluding to. Shein Rubin Shalkohol, Chaydesh, what is the thing Chaydesh? What's doing Chaydesh? Now Chaydesh does not mean month. Chaydesh over here means they are Mechadesh, Viyabro, Chaylev, Mutter. What is that? For a fool. What's fool? What do you mean? Who's a fool over here? The Lade? Shem Chayav and Elal Helab Davar, Imshingas Baisa. We're talking that the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin of that Shevet, made a mistake. And they paskin that Chaylev was mutter. It was a foolish thing that they did. And what's Mechayev is, Chay Parham Davar Shal Tzibur.
I think
why
it's only a part of the
Halacha. No, it'll be, if I don't, we'll have to conform with that. If I'd ask conform with me, Chay Mitzis, a big for Mitzis, if I'd ask to be, but to conform with the Halachas. Amaral Davar Shal Tzibur, Amaral's got to be Chay Mitzis, a big for Mitzis. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Rab Zachar also Yishla Toif. Remember Chandani ben Chizki Hashemel. Sheomal Lehi had it not been for him. Nigda Sefer Yecheskel Sheyedvar Seifer Seifer Divrei Torah. It wouldn't be for him darshening. We would have been going to Sefer Yecheskel because we have no idea what it means. It seems to me a spirit. Ma Sehel Shalosh Gar Meis Gar Veyayin. He brought up 300 barrels of shemen. I mean, garbage shemen, that he should be able to be up late, and be able to,
the lamps.
V'yashem ali v'darshan. I wanted to, somebody went to bring out over here also another thing. I think we have a raya from the Gemara. Let me finish fair slice. I'll say it tomorrow, maybe. Omrim Shemin Bihayulahem Parim Berubim. So what does it say? They have a lot of Parim. What should they do? We have the Machlaik Starkav and Rim Shemin, whether it's better to do a half-baked job at everything, or we do one thing which is the way it's supposed to be. Tana Rabbanan. Another Pasuk that we have over here also. Also, Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Eifa Lapar, the Eifa Loayo. The Eifas, of course, are brought, what, to the Mincha? that you bring together with the carbon. The eifa the par, the eifa the ayah. Of course, what do you bring with the par? You don't bring an eifa. What is an eifa? An eifa is an eifa is the vaiva, it's what the sarin is what? The sarin. Now, by a par, you don't bring that. Choice is right of the par. The eifa the par, the eifa lo ayil, by an ayil, and bring two. Yasa mincha lekvasim, kasher tasik yodo. Mishemen hin, laifa. What shemen, shemen, do you bring by all them, by, of course? By a shemen, by a par, you bring six lugin. By a par, by an ayil, you bring four lugin. And by the kevis, you bring three lugin. Right? Shleish went to the bar, and you bring a half a hin. A hin is 12 lukin. A chatzi a hin, a quarter of a hin, a third of a hin. But I should have said third first. A third of a hin and a quarter of a hin. I'm Reb Shimon b'chibida as part of the eile b'achasi. Elash, we look at Elashim. Hayula and parim merubim. Lo hayu nesachim at all. Yavil par echad on the sachiv. The al yikr vukula belay the sachiv. Without bringing the al yikr vukula, rather than to bring all of them without any of the sachiv at all. The mhayula had elim. And if you had elim, a rubber belay the hameth, a fasan. Yavil ayal echad be a fasan. The yikr vukula, rather than to bring all of them without the right, without the right amounts. So again, this is all Reb Shimon. And then Reb Shimon, I'm Reb Shemidus, Ella, this is the Reb Shimon that we have in our Mishnah. That our Mishnah is Reb Shimon holds that it's better to go and do one thing decently rather than to do, this. Alright, I wanted to say, bring out a few, I think, very important things over here, but we'll have to leave it until tomorrow. We got caught up, it's my fault.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.